O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if we can cover Orlando, Tampa, the Panhandle, and that should cover it. Then we would have every part of the great state of fabulous Florida covered, because Rob is back, and Rob is now in Miami, and
yes.
He's down here with his dad, his dad is in the hospital, and Rob's down here to be with his family, and hang in there with that. We've got Josh in St. Augustine, and yours truly in the entertainment mecca of Fort Myers, where season has arrived, and the way you can tell, the sounds, Simon and Garfunkel, not the sounds of silence, the sounds of sirens.
Oh,
and that was, and by the way,
like
that
fire sirens or hospital sirens, or what
could
kind?
Be anything, but they're here when the people arrive yesterday.
It's more car accidents.
Yeah,
I think primarily
car accidents. There was some. I got something on my feed that saw somebody lying in the middle of the street. My sympathies to that family. But the one that
very
I saw,
sincere, Mike.
Was it's constant. It's constant. It starts mid-morning when they're going out to their doctor's appointments, and then it starts up in earnest around noon when they're going to lunch, and then 4:30 till 6:30 when they're going to eat.
And at any time they're outside of their house, they're targets, right? I mean, they're just ready to be mowed down.
Well, I mean, it's constant here. And to my neighborhood, as I was up taking my son to the bus stop today, we drive to a little church parking lot where the bus collects him. And, you know, we have perfectly fine sidewalks in my community. There is really no need
concrete,
for you.
Are they?
They're concrete, and there is absolutely, for the people that are choosing to walk on the street in the dark, in the morning, F you and your families too. I have to say that. And Mrs. O'Mara got me up at 5 a.m. this morning, and I'm not quite sure why, but she was up and ready to go, because we have a family project that we are taking care of today that I'll talk about in a second here.
Are you building your one-man band costume again?
I am, Rob. And
just getting, like Dick Van Dyke and Mary Poppins?
Getting the bass drum to function properly has been a real bitch.
I understand.
Get on the sidewalk, idiots.
Yeah, you got to.
And they're all over the place. So beware of everything. But it's, I could talk about my neighborhood, but
one last question. When you saw that corpse on your street, did it have a
dog? It
wasn't
on my street. It was on my feed.
Oh, okay. I thought it was someone on your street. But there was no dog or anything with it.
Fort Myers fatality.
That explains the lack of sympathy. Because you just see a dead body every day on your feed.
Yeah, you do. Constantly. But the important thing is you've been down here for a few days now, and your dad is getting hopefully the treatment that he needs with a variety of issues. And the very latest, I know the very latest, but it's on you. By the way, what a beautiful view. Dad's condo there, and
I can show you, Mike. This is the Intercoastal Waterway.
It's beautiful.
Oh, it's great.
Waterview. Is this the first time you've been there?
No, this is the third time. This is the first time I've broadcast from here, but I've been down here before. So.
Obviously, he's got good Wi-Fi because you're clear as a bell. Sounds,
well, Kathy works
really
from
good.
Home here, so yeah, it's
good
so stuff.
You've got that stuff. You got the cool shades on.
Yeah, it must be really sunny inside.
It is. I mean, these poor eyes of mine, Mr. 319.
Now you are experiencing the, it looks like the outer cloud cover, probably from Hurricane Melissa. And for the people that are down in that area, Jamaica just decimated with up to 185 mile an hour winds sustained.
I've heard so many stats. Have you heard that this is the worst hurricane landfall since they've been keeping records? I've heard that.
There are all sorts of stats about how intense this is, certainly for Jamaica and for the Atlantic Basin, one of the most powerful storms ever. And like all things, we're such a video culture. Where's the good video? Well, you can't. I've concluded you really can't get good quality video when you're experiencing the 185 mile an hour winds, because the rain is there too and you just can't see anything.
Hey Mike, that's great video.
Great video. Great.
And maybe
video.
Some internet outages and things that make it a little trouble to get video.
Little
out
trouble.
Of there.
If you really want to see it, just go to the Sphere in Las Vegas. And that first part of the movie of The Wizard of Oz is very much like it. Very windy down there.
No,
very
that's
windy.
A tornado. That's
how's
not
that?
That's not a hurricane. That's a
killed
tornado.
A witch, you know.
So you are down in Miami, and give us an update. How is your dad doing?
He yesterday was not as good of a day as Monday because he is so full. He has got several infections they're dealing with in his body, one of which at least is MRSA. So he's on
heavy duty.
Heavy duty. He's on a really like the thermonuclear antibiotics right now, plus, you know, painkillers, muscle relaxers.
They give you any?
I keep asking, and they say no.
All right.
And so he's not quite himself, and the hallucinations have they have sort of spanned from funny to horrifying. But the first thing I noticed, I love the hospital. I've spent enough time in hospital.
When you say hallucinations, if you don't mind me asking.
No, not at all.
He'll see people that aren't really there. He will see something that's not there. Because that's what a hallucination
yeah,
is.
Yeah, well, Monday morning, he thought I was his brother Pete.
Okay.
And said, what are you doing here? I said, well, I came down. He says, oh, wait, you're not Pete. And, you know, his brother Pete had passed away 5 years ago.
Right.
He kept talking to the nurse, and he said, this was the best one. He said, they're going to do a procedure on you today, Mr. Spiewak, da-da-da-da-da-da. He says, okay, but what about that coat over there? And he points to nothing. And she says, what coat? He says, like, she's an idiot for not seeing it. He says, the coat made of candy right there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
And, yeah, so.
Wow.
But he's in and out, and when he is, you know, of right mind, he's still funny. He's still
so you
him.
Think it's just the he's loopy on the drugs.
And also exhaustion, because it's at that hospital, and bless that hospital, I don't know how you get an attendant in the room faster is either hit the nurse call button or just close your eyes to take a nap. Because anytime his lids close, someone would come in with a louder machine. The poor guy isn't getting any sleep at all.
Thanks to Dal and to Chris for the super chats, by the way.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Super chats to, you know, welcome you back, which I think is very sweet
thank
of people
you guys.
To do.
Appreciate
really,
it.
Really good.
I don't have my soundboard, so I'll just go do-do-do-do-do.
You did say he perks up when the nurses come in versus you.
Well, I sent you.
He is HBS. He is Horny Bob Spiewak.
And I did send you guys this in a text. I don't know if you shared this yesterday, but after he got his catheter inserted.
Oh, dear.
He said to the nurse, so I guess we're dating now?
That's so gross.
It is really bad.
It's so gross that he's still got the Spiewak grossness through all that. I'm sure she really wanted to
But all
hear
the nurses
that.
To a person love him. So, I mean, it's okay. But, he's still that guy. The thing that I've found the most entertaining is going into a Miami, Florida hospital. We've been getting there earlier and leaving late. So a lot of times, if it's outside visitor hours, you have to leave or enter through the emergency room because that's always open, right? And the emergency room in Florida has so many people with their shirt off. That's just something I noticed. That I guess it's really an emergency when you don't even have time to put your shirt on before you go to the emergency. And I just heard one guy yesterday saying on his phone, a little too loud, shirt off, sitting there saying, I don't know, it didn't hurt yesterday.
Wow.
So that was the update.
That was me.
For him.
That's me. I was going in to get this treated. I was getting this treated.
I heard
That's
you had it. Some nasal issues from Halloween.
Not really nasal as much as just a, you know, top of my nose. And, you know, I self-treated it. And it's kind of nasty. I'm
it's
not wearing
better.
A concealer. Thank you. I appreciate
You're moving
that.
In the right direction. It was
Actually,
real
you,
bad Monday.
You know, you could be really, really sort of proactive and just wear a COVID mask. and say that, you know what, my face is perfect, but
fat
I got
enough
cover
with artificial noses and masks. That's what got me in trouble to start with. I asked this because I know people will be curious. And do they give you any kind of prognosis as far as, you know, where he is? Because when you hear infections, that's scary.
It is.
And it is. What are they telling you? What are they telling
the thing that
Kathy,
is most,
his wife?
The thing that's most frustrating is because of all the stuff is going on, he's got a cardiologist working with him, a podiatrist, a vascular guy.
Rob's dad has a pacemaker, so
yeah,
that's
yeah, he
why
does have a pacemaker, and that they're worried about that. There's infectious disease that comes in, and so all these doctors have their opinions and their examinations, and there's still we haven't had the day when all the doctors can sort of like consult for 10 minutes and figure out what the priority list of what to cure is. So right now they're gathering data and they're keeping him stable. But it's going to be a long road.
Is he in the ICU?
No, he's in his own. He's on a private.
All right,
room.
Well, that's a good thing then.
Yeah.
If he's not in the ICU, that's
good my
thing.
Best moment at the hospital was going in, and there's a parking deck, and so we parked there on Sunday, and got into the elevator, and the elevator made a sound like a, I would say like a very lovesick elephant. The elevator just made a horrible sound. Yeah, and the elevator stopped. And I'm in there with Kathy and a big fat guy and his wife, who is lovely. And right now...
Shirt's off?
How's that?
Did he have a shirt on?
No, he was fully clothed. He was visiting. He wasn't sick. And as soon as it happens, everyone locks up, and I look at Kathy as if to say, well, this is another thing that's happened today. But the other guy looked at us after 10 seconds, and he goes, I mean, the elevator clearly stopped. We felt it stop. He says... I think we're stopped. I said, yeah, I think we are. And he lunges forward and uses all of his body weight to try to open the elevator door. Meanwhile, his lovely wife is leaning like with all of her might against the door open button, which isn't doing anything. And all I hear is his fingers.
She's
squeaking.
Leaning against the button.
Yeah, to try
like
and get the door
like
open.
Trying to hold it down.
Yeah, and so that's not working. And I hear literally his fingers squeaking against the stainless steel door because there's no way for him to grab it. So it's squeak, 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 squeak. I said, you know what we might want to try? And he stopped squeaking. He said, what? And I looked down, and there's a button that says, in case of emergency, hit this button. I said, we could hit this button. And he did. And the lady came on. He said, we're stuck, and they let us out. But if not for his brute strength... on that door, we might still be there.
Here's the sound of the elevator. Rob actually recorded it.
Oh, thank you.
Let's
thank you. That's about it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. No, here's the real one. His
okay.
And when it was ramping up.
Yeah.
All right, let's listen.
Built by Otis.
Now it should get going. Well, that's it. Well, they finally made it to the floor. That's very...
Yeah,
no, I'm sorry.
Oh,
here
no.
Again. Sorry. My apologies. Sorry.
And thank God, Mike, it wasn't the Sabbath elevator that was broken. I had never seen a Sabbath elevator.
Say, I'm sorry. It's
this elevator's horrible.
I don't know what the deal is. What the... Stop it! Stop it! Stop. Oh, ow, my foot. My foot.
Hit door open.
Foot.
Hit door open.
Did you say Sabbath
yeah.
elevator?
So that means it just moves from floor to floor. You don't have to press the button.
No buttons. It just goes, first floor, open, close. Second floor, open, close. Third floor, open, close. Because if you're Orthodox, you can't touch buttons or strike matches or anything like that.
And it's not just Christians that find ways around rules, religious rules.
That's oh, the Sabbath, like, the Sabbath, hear our Sabbath prayer, Fiddler on
yeah,
the Roof.
Yeah,
yeah, yep. Friday,
I get it.
Friday right. to Saturday. So that's I don't know if I'll still be down here on Friday, but I look forward to riding the Sabbath elevator.
You know, even though Rob is back, Bruins rules, the bad puns are really, really not acceptable.
They're
that
just trying
to
help.
That is not a good joke. That is not a good joke. I was going to be a cardiologist, but just didn't have the heart for it. No.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's no good.
Right? That's no good. And you're the pun guy that likes that.
Yeah, I give that a nope. I gave myself a nope on the broken elevator when the guy said, how did you know to touch that button that said emergency? How did you know? And I said, well, I spent a lot of time on elevators. And he looked at me like I was serious. And
right.
I said, it has its ups and downs. And he thought it was the funniest thing he'd ever heard.
I couldn't
get out of there fast enough.
Have you had any Miami experience? I know you've been there. This is your third time being there.
Yeah.
You must have some go-to in the area where you have taken 20 minutes to experience Miami. Have you?
Not on this trip. I've done the Miami Beach area, and tonight we've been researching the place to get the best Cuban sandwich. So we're going to go to a place that is very highly rated for Cuban sandwiches for dinner tonight, but we haven't eaten
out. A town called Little Havana?
The name of the place is Little Havana.
Oh, okay. It's probably
that's the name of the restaurant.
It's probably in Little Havana,
yeah.
I would assume.
So I look forward to seeing some culture regarding that tonight.
And
I did want to tell you about...
If you really want that Miami experience, just spend 20 minutes in that emergency room. Just take notes.
You don't really even need to spend 20 minutes there.
Seriously, I know the listeners feel the same way as me. We wish your dad the very, very best.
There's been so much love extended and good wishes, and I'll try to get back to each and every one of you, but thank you so much.
When he comes out of the drugs, when he has those moments, is he your dad, though, right? It's everything's chugging along.
Laughing,
on that, right?
Watching TV. They really don't focus on televisions in hospitals anymore because the television in his room, which is a private room, so it's pretty big, is probably about a 16-inch TV on the other side of the room on a bracket that's bigger than the television.
It's not great. I know. I've always said we've lobbied for years of having the 65-inch.
That's all I want. God, the prices we pay.
I mean, with the cost of what they are now, put a big screen in there for Christ's sake.
I know.
Come on.
It's stupid.
Really?
And also, why in hospitals? First of all, you would think in a place designed that people are going to come and wait their life away.
By the way, your screenshot right now with the camera you're using looks like there's some sort of nuclear holocaust going on in back
there
of you.
There is, by the way, the clouds are.
Have to tell you, Mike, I'm not really here for my father. I'm in the billionaire's bunker.
And you have kind of a Ray Charles demeanor, the way you're with the shades on.
I can take these off if the sight.
No, leave them on. Leave them on. You look cool. You look cool with them, especially now that like every hair on your head has been completely shaved off for
it's
the Halloween
gone.
Show. But getting back to you,
you
were going to say something.
I mean, it's full of smart, smart people and people that know what they're doing and people.
Not
that
everybody.
I'd say as a rule, why can't they design one chair in a hospital that's comfortable? Ever.
You don't have like the long kind of recliner chair?
It took us about 6 hours there before I went and stole a second recliner chair from another room and brought it in.
Okay, so you have one person, and I'm sure you defer to
We now have two of them because I stole one from another room. And they're fine, but they're not comfortable. I mean, they need to do that. And one other thing, a shout out to a veteran of a foreign war that I flew with on my way down here.
Okay.
His leather embroidered jacket talked about all the stuff he did in Korea. And you know what?
Oh, so he's an older guy then.
Yeah, very old. And the veterans are the greatest people and the greatest generation. And he was sharp looking. I mean, he was older, but he had like hair just about my length. Just absolutely.
You mean he
tight.
Didn't have any?
Well, there was little stubble, but it was definitely definitely on purpose is the way he did
it. All right.
And he was on my flight, and he also was a notorious flirter with all the stewardess. It was fun to watch, but I was blessed enough to be behind him in security when he went up, and the guy said, "You need to take everything out of your pockets and stand in here with your hands over your head." And he said, "Okay." And he went in, and he stood like this. And the thing goes zzzz around him once, and zzzz around him twice.
Is that your tattoo that you were holding up, or do you have a bruise too?
No, it's a tattoo. It's a tattoo right there.
Hold on a second. On the other side,
it looks like
side.
Your whole arm is bruised.
What? What is wrong with you? You've been in the hospital around infections. Is that a bruise?
On which arm?
The tattoo arm.
Turn
on the
back.
Tattoo arm.
Yeah, on the turn. Now lift it up a little. Right there.
Did you burn yourself?
Oh, that is a bruise.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyway, sorry about that. If it gets worse, I'll notify the doctor.
It looks like multiple fingers, like someone grabbed you.
It could have. My father was trying some stuff yesterday when he was out of his mind, like grabbing me and trying to get out of bed on a leg that can't support him.
Yeah,
so
it's been kind of rough, Josh, for our boy here.
That might be a grab from that.
By any chance, did you pack the Tin Man costume?
I did not, as a matter of fact.
I'm just thinking, with your dad hallucinating, it'd be a fun game.
He'd really throw him off. He might come after me.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, I'm behind this guy, and he goes through, and the guy on the other side of the metal detector says, you need to take everything out of your pocket. Do you have anything in your pocket? And he sighs audibly. And he pulls out and he says, "Here's my goddamn billfold." And I said, I'm thinking, oh, well, that's not everything. And so he goes through again and he sets it off again. And the guy says, "Do you have everything out of your pockets?" And he says, "Hold on. Jesus Christ, it's a comb." And the man has no hair, but he had a little black pocket comb with him. And it was just, he didn't quite follow all the rules. When they say,
did he have anything in his body that was metal? Because he was an old guy.
What was setting it off?
It was literally the comb in his pocket.
Metal comb?
He was concealing something. He was going to, you know, get our hair in a beautiful way and then take the plane. But
I
love The Greatest Generation.
When I have, I had the exchange with the other older dad at the baseball game. Mm-hmm. When he says, nobody's as old as me. He said, "You're not as old as me." I said, I'm 60. I said, "I'm 66. He says, "Do you have any artificial hips?" I said, "I have two." That was a big moment. And when you go through the airport, they still make you go through, like, the separate thing. Mm-hmm. But pretty much all of them have the hands up in the air whoosh now. That's how I describe it in my...
When you go through with your fake hip, do you feel it buzzing if you go through a metal detector or anything like that?
Well, what happened the first couple of times before I got used to it, you have to stand extra, you know, you get a good foundation. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it'll suck you into the side of the container. No, it's fine.
And I remember you always used to get in trouble because you'd lay down on the belt.
Yeah.
And go through the x-ray. You'd sit in a container.
They didn't get a kick out of that.
They hate that joke.
Especially when they say, "Well, I like this," because I'd ask them, "Can I see the picture?" Because then it would be like a skeleton, which would be a lot of fun. I wanted to ask you about the staff inside. Any male nurses in are dealing with your dad?
We've had exclusively female nurses, and they have, to a person, been sensational.
Okay, this
all
is the scale
good.
On this side. Mm-hmm. On this side, we have Margot Robbie.
Okay.
On this side, we have Chrissy Metz.
Okay.
So I'm asking, on the scale of nurses, are they skewing more towards the Margot Robbie side or the Chrissy Metz side?
I've been watching a lot of
weather. I didn't say sides.
I understand.
It's side.
I've been watching the weather a lot down here because that's what they love in Miami, especially with, you know, Melissa crashing down. And I would say this. There's a continued chance of Margot Robbie with a occasional Metz. Just a 10% chance of occasional Mets.
Because there's something, this occurred to me way back when I had diverticulitis. I'm talking a million years ago.
Seriously, the second or third day I interned for you guys.
That's like 40 years ago. It's a long, long time ago. And I have always found that perhaps because I was medded up myself and, at the peak of my powers. I have always found hospitals to be a little bit, charged with that. There's a little underlying tension in hospitals in many cases. Now, all the time. I realize there's some very serious situations.
That might be a you thing.
No.
Where was the hospital? Was it Annapolis that you were in? Because I had to drive you once from there.
I think it was, I think it was Annapolis.
Because I remember coming up, I was walking down the hall, and, you know, it's real echoey in a hospital. But you could hear the occasional beep and buzz. And then I heard just Mike yelling, "Sponge bath!"
I know that John Pop... I'm pretty sure it's John Pop.
Pop. I thought of this yesterday. How
John
creepy
Pop,
is it?
Who now does he still work for the National Rifle Association?
I think he's in the. I think he's in Young Republicans for Hitler. Is where John is now.
Yeah, he got to working with Liddy, and Liddy flipped him.
Yeah.
In totality, turned him into a fascist.
And you know, I love John Pop, but I've never seen someone lose so much weight and still look so heavy. Bless you, John. You know I love you.
He was Gordon Liddy's producer when G. Gordon Liddy had a radio show. And so John Pop came to visit me in the hospital and brought a little paper bag. And inside the paper bag were periodicals of an adult nature, which I, at that particular time, after being in the hospital for 3 days, I was very grateful. I was very, because I had a private, I had a private bathroom.
You were so excited to tell me about that.
It was delightful.
Yeah,
it was delightful. But getting
this
back,
is one
yes.
of a more of exotic nature.
Thank you, John, for the exotic periodicals. I sincerely appreciate it. But anyway, getting back to the whole Miami hospital experience, you were mentioning to me last night when we chatted that he's getting very, very good care.
Yes,
and you're very happy with the doctors. That it always doesn't go that way. So
no,
I'm really
no,
happy that they're doing a good job.
I've dealt with a lot of this stuff in the past with several other people, and Josh and I were talking before the show. Doctors are great. Doctors are smart. Doctors do the surgeries. But I'm saying as a rule.
I'm not even sure I'd go. See, I've dealt with them more than you have.
I guess you have.
I probably haven't really dealt with them more than you have, but I give them a good solid 60%.
Well, I would say, but at least the doctor is the one that has to sort of formulate the plan. So it's easy to give the doctor credit for things that are going on. But nurses run a hospital. There's no doubt in my mind.
Well, that's my favorite part of the experience is usually that. And perhaps I'm colored by different experiences. When I went to that particular urology department down here in Fort Myers, what was the practice called? I am an a-hole urology.
I remember.
That kind of turned me the other way. When you walk into an office and the lady looks up from her paperwork and says, "You're late."
Oh, that's what you want to hear.
That's not. So all in all, between the doctors and the nurses, you're happy with the whole bedside manner that he's
100%.
Getting and all
the,
that.
The cardio guy is a little blasé, but also very down to earth.
That doesn't work. That description doesn't work for me. It's a little soft. I want to know you say he's blasé, but down to earth.
He was telling about all the stuff that had to go on, and this is what's going on, and he really broke it down in a down-to-earth way that
when you say blasé and down-to-earth, I picture a doctor going, "I just drove in here in a pickup truck, just like a beat-up pickup truck, and I really could care less about my job."
It sounds like no heart. No, that joke.
The blaséness was in the fact that he says, we're going to just have to, we do what we do. We play the cards we're given, and we're going to do the best we can. And it just didn't ring of positivity. And then
especially when it's the heart ticker guy.
Every other doctor has been great. There was one doctor, this was the infectious disease guy. Doctor, I forget his name, but his name is Dennis.
Bombay.
That's it, Dr. Bombay, Detroit. And we went through this stuff, and he says, "So where are you from? You're not from Florida." And I said, "Yeah, I'm from Leesburg, Virginia." And he said, "Oh, I was just in Leesburg." "No, not Leesburg, Middleburg." And I looked at Kathy, and I just shook my head. I said, "Big shock that the doctor's going to Middleburg. That's like the richest world in the richest world of all time."
That's the real Spiewak coming out with that one, rolling his eyes.
Yeah.
Rich guy, dick.
Yeah, he's that
overachiever.
Would be nice if you stayed at your house and took care of a patient instead of trying to get a horse, you asshole.
So they're good doctors.
Very good, very good. Yeah, and my dad's very happy with them, which is great.
Well, that's cool. That's cool.
Now he does turn on the charm when a nurse comes in, because
more than you.
Oh my God, he was happy when I was there for like 10 minutes. Then he was back to being himself.
No, I mean you and the nurses.
Oh, new. I'm fine. I don't care about the nurses. I just want to get information out of them. But
you don't try to make them laugh. You don't try to make a joke.
Oh, I always do. Are you kidding? That's deep in my DNA.
Yeah.
But with my father, Kathy and I can be sitting in the room, and he's just like, F this and GD this and all
good
this. Program.
Good. That's good. That's an amazing,
I don't
very
mind
good
it.
Sign.
I don't mind that. But then the nurse comes in and says, "How are you today, Robert?" And he goes, "Fine."
Yeah, because he wants to be a tough guy.
Of course. Of course.
You always want to be a tough guy. You want to balance the whole thing. You know, men have pride.
Yeah.
And that's what that is. And if he's doing that, that to me is a very, very good sign.
Anytime a little bit of the real him peeks out, it's very reassuring. Now, he also went into the hospital. He had, in his fall that preempted this or precipitated this, he lost a hearing aid. So he's down to
like
one hearing.
Like it just popped out of his head
when he
fell?
It was a nasty fall.
Okay.
And I'm sure it's under the bed somewhere. We haven't had a chance to find it yet because we looked under, but we didn't see it. They're tiny. That's the sound of putting a hearing aid in.
Yeah, I've heard it. Down here, you don't live down here and not hear that occasionally.
That is so funny and so accurate.
What's that? Yeah, hello.
But I can look right at my... Well, he can't hear Kathy at all because his girl voice frequencies are gone out of his head. So I'll yell at him, like, we're going to have a procedure. And he'll just look at me, what? And I louder again. And then when he finally hears it, he says, there's no need to yell. And I said, well, actually, there is.
I get it.
But yeah, I would say that if once we get him weaned off all this tremendous medicine, he'll be himself again. I have every optimistic feeling that he will be.
Okay. So all right. Good. So that's good. And as far as the hospital cafeteria, have you visited? I know you have. You spend so much time there, you usually zing down to the cafeteria.
You know what? D+ at best.
Really?
D+. Yeah, not a good cafeteria. There's a sandwich guy there, and you'd love him. He's got the patter all down and stuff like that. He's like, hey, sweetheart,
now, when
how
say
you doing,
there's
darling?
A sandwich guy separate from the real cafeteria?
Yeah, it's like a kiosk within the cafeteria.
Okay.
And then there's the line where you go through and get hot lunch, I suppose.
What disappointed you the most in the cafeteria?
Chicken looked really dry.
You didn't grab it, though? You didn't
And also, you know what? 2 days, well, I'm sorry, Josh, but for 2 days, they've had sweet potatoes on the menu, and I'm not a fan. So stop that. You know, I just want a place where I can get a hamburger or something. So.
Well, that's what you got to look outside for the food truck.
Yeah. Is that my cafeteria?
It's just what's going out of the go. I don't know why I played that. But, Trying to find your father's fall, you know?
We had a Greek food truck outside the hospital yesterday, but it left before we got to it because of scheduling issues. So we're looking
plenty
for another
food
truck. Plenty of
good food, Greek style.
Yes, especially, Mike, when it's in the back of a car.
That's very... Oh, well, it was not like a real food truck?
It was. I was teasing, but it did sort of... I felt like it might do better in a station wagon.
So the prognosis, you don't have any defined prognosis. Do you have any idea how long you're going to be down in Miami?
Yeah, actually, you know, I came down since it was rather open and I bought a one-way ticket, so I don't have my ticket purchased to go back home yet. So I think the most financially and really socially responsible thing to do is I'll just stay down here until the cruise. That way I'm already here.
How you doing, Carrie? You enjoying yourself? You like, I mean, as much as it's a difficult time, it's still Miami, brother. And it's Miami at the end of October when it's chilly up in Washington, right?
It's a great place to be right now. I will not lie. No, I probably will come home this weekend. That is my thought, provided things stabilize down here.
This is the time of year where everybody's rolling down here. You should be able to get a better rate on your flight back home than you would coming down here. That's the way that goes. You know?
Yeah. Oh, and, you know, that makes sense. I hadn't even thought about that.
I was looking recently and saw Jacksonville to D.C., $75 round trip.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
Well, I would only have to pay half of that because I'm only going one way. I'm going up for $32.50.
Yeah. I mean, no, they're, when you're going in the opposite direction, when you are leaving the fun and sun this time of year, it's really, really cool. And I tell you, we're all still getting a little excited about the cruise.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
You know what? When you step out down here and you walk, you drive around, you see the ocean, you see the liners out there. And it is exciting to think that in not very long, we're going to be out on one of those ships. It's great.
Yeah. Now, unfortunately, the Kingston port of call is way too soon for that. But I am trying to get information.
It took us a while to get out of port, but once we did, we were fine.
Yeah, but it's still, you know, the Bahamas are not necessarily out of the woods either right now. Would I be right about that? I mean, what are you hearing in Miami or seeing in Miami? Have you followed anything about this with all the busyness?
I haven't watched a lot of the weather. I'm sorry, I just haven't. But we're going to have some sprinkles today. It is cloudy, but it's going to be cleared up by tonight.
It's a totally different ecosystem on the East Coast compared to the West Coast of Florida. Even though there's a narrow strip of land between us, it is truly a different world. And old Melissa, which is this massive hurricane, is going to go, I believe, north and then eventually east as well. Are you hearing anything about it, Josh, your area?
Yeah, I was just looking up, and I just pulled up a map that shows that, it's supposed to go northeast.
Yeah, the problem with these hurricanes when they get this big, and you remember I did that hurricane documentary that I narrated, but I also learned a lot while I was doing it. And, you know, every time in the back of my mind, there it is. So it's going to go way out to sea. So I don't think anybody has to worry about it. But one of the things I remember from doing that documentary is when we get these storms, they have a life of their own because they are so incredibly powerful, but massive fronts that come through, and we are dealing with that pressure.
Are you conflicted? Because I know for years you've loved Melissa Manchester.
Oh, absolutely. And Melissa Etheridge.
Yeah, you love all singers named Melissa.
And I like one of my favorite actresses is Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, and Melissa Gilbert, don't forget, from The
Little
House.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? Way to go. With everything you're going through, way to go. Being king of the Melissas. That works very well. We have a full show. We will continue. But first, ladies and gentlemen, as the weather cools down and we spend more evenings indoors, your home should feel like a sanctuary. Avocado helps you create a natural oasis with organic mattresses, cozy pillows, soft bedding, and thoughtfully designed furniture. Avocado products are carefully constructed with premium materials that are better for you and the planet. Certified organic mattresses, pillows, bedding, and sustainably sourced wood furniture make it easy to transform your home into a restorative retreat. Avocado uses premium materials and expert craftsmanship, so their products are designed to last. They deliver lasting comfort and better value over time. Better materials and thoughtful design lead to better, deeper sleep. And quality rest impacts every part of your life. Invest in your comfort. Every product is thoughtfully made with the planet in mind, so you can feel good about the comfort and quality that you bring into your home. Plus, they offer easy financing options with Affirm to make your purchase easy. Avocado, dream of better. It's better for you and better for the planet. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis. Got news coming up. I want to remind everybody about that. And thank you guys once again for the super chats. Really appreciate
that. Thank you. Thank you.
This portion of our program brought to you by the holidays because they sneak up fast on you. But they're really not. It's not sponsored by the holidays. It's sponsored by Uncommon Goods.
Yes.
Yesterday on the show when I was doing it with Josh, my son brought me in my laptop thing.
Oh, what did you get? Because I got something in the mail, too. I just haven't had a chance to open it because I'm not home.
You got this big tray he's going to show you that he gets to put across his lazy boy.
The whole tray?
To hold his laptop.
Oh, it's a lap desk like a older woman would have.
Yes.
What the F does that mean?
Yeah, or your grandfather.
What do you mean? Older person.
I do a lot of work in on my sofa.
You know, yes, sometimes when you're reclined, there's not a great place to put your laptop or your coffee mug, and you need a table.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. What? I'm not leaning in anymore.
Don't do that.
The holidays sneak up fast.
They do.
But it's not too early to get your shopping done, ladies and gentlemen, and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods. This is my... Look, watch this.
Wow.
I'll do a Rob commercial.
Oh, like peering from behind a record.
Hold on, let me do it this way.
I love it. Don't you dare smile. That ruins the picture.
Uncommon Goods. Uncommon Goods.
Can't read it when I do it like that.
Cover your bad eye and leave the good eye out.
Yeah. That way you're only reading with one eye.
Yeah.
One eye.
Uncommon.
Oh, your mic's behind you now.
Uncommon Goods has thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts.
No, you can't. You don't sneak over it, Mike. You look around it. You peer
Uncommon
around it.
Uncommon Goods has thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts. Hold on. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, and they have something for everybody, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. Rob, what did you find on Uncommon Goods? I've been meaning to ask you for a few days, but you haven't been here.
This is so cool, and it's waiting for me when I get home. It is a wooden, it's made of rosewood, so it's beautiful. A small, it looks like a classic transistor radio, and it does have AM and FM reception, this beautiful wooden radio, but it also has a Bluetooth input. And it's going to look so good on my set. And if I want to listen to the radio or play something from my phone, I've got it right there. And the thing is just gorgeous. It looks like it's from 1940, but it's brand new. I love it.
You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back a dollar to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date.
Wow.
Attaboy, Uncommon Goods, way to go. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful. Thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/TMOS. That's uncommongoods.com/TMOS for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited-time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
Yay, Uncommon Goods.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's Mike, it's time for tidbits. Are you ready for tidbits?
Let me be a professional.
What's that?
Okay. I'm just what's that? That's me moving this goddamn thing.
No, professional.
In a professional. We've never really discussed that on the air. Oh, look at that. You know what? You could take a meal on that tray.
Oh, easily.
Yeah.
You could take it to the ball field.
I could take it anywhere.
Sunflower seeds.
Sunflower seeds for me.
Sorry. Let me get my stuff together here. I apologize.
That's all right.
I don't know what it is. Rob's back today, so I'm being a little goofy, and I'm being very unprofessional, but I sincerely apologize.
I love it.
Time for the specs. Hurricane Melissa, we were just talking about it. It came ashore in Jamaica Tuesday as a catastrophic Cat 5 storm, one of the strongest Atlantic hurricanes on record, and it will continue to hit eastern Cuba as a major hurricane. That should be happening probably just about now as we tape this show. Evacuations are underway as up to 20 inches of rain is forecast for areas of eastern Cuba, along with significant storm surge along the coast. In Jamaica, Melissa's rain and 185 mile-per-hour winds. You know, as somebody who's been through these and waited for them to arrive, when they talk about over 150 miles per hour, 150, they're talking about catastrophic damage. When you're talking about 185... And the structures that are all over Jamaica, I dread the video that's going to come out of that country.
I hate to be so naive, but is Jamaica a target of hurricanes often that they would have
preparation?
I was
going to
say it doesn't look prepared for it.
No, I mean anywhere in the Caribbean is subject to, and Florida is subject to a hurricane, but Jamaica, not as many as you may think. Let's see, landslides they've dealt with, fallen trees, power outages. Officials cautioned the damage assessment would be slow. Jamaica's Prime Minister, Andrew Holness, said there is no infrastructure in the region that can withstand a Cat 5. Melissa was the strongest hurricane to hit the island since record keeping began 174 years ago. So the storm already was blamed for 7 deaths in the Caribbean, including 3 in Jamaica, 3 in Haiti, and 1 in the Dominican Republic, where another person remains missing. These landslides and when you see the water coming and the rain, there's just so many factors. You have storm surge, you have the wind damage, and then you have the flooding because these things are so full of rain. Our very best to all the people that are suffering.
Have you seen any information on the elevators? Are the elevators working?
The Sabbath elevators?
Any elevators, Mike?
Well, you're not supposed to use an elevator during a hurricane.
Yeah, that's what they want you to think.
They would frown on that.
I'm not taking the stairs. Are you kidding me? I'm no sap.
He's kind of back, isn't he, Josh, with that when he does that? You know, he's back on the show. Hey, a bunch of sites are claiming that today is the day that aliens could make first contact with all of us here in the world. The world. Or there's an outside chance of it. If you're not up on your UFO news, and who isn't? An interstellar comet from outside our solar system has been zipping past us the last few months. It's only the third one we've ever seen, and it's big. Experts think it's about the size of Manhattan, and it's different than normal comets. So the I heard it. Is that a bird I'm hearing?
There is a bird. I'm sorry.
Can we hear it? No, I want to hear it. Sure. Effer. Now it shuts up.
Yeah. I hate
bastards.
Well, it was warning of the UFO coming.
So the X-Files crowd thinks that maybe it is the mothership.
Is there any danger that the comet's going to hit Earth?
No.
Or is it just, okay, because I was hoping it would be really tragic if it hit the new ballroom in D.C.
That would be really bad.
It would.
Even before it's built. It's millions of miles away right now on the other side of the sun. So why is today the day? Basically, today is when it reaches its closest point to the sun, an event that's called the perihelion. If it's aliens, today's the best day for them to change course by firing their boosters. This is all made up crap.
So it's crazy. Saying if it's aliens, the comet's just going to turn on a dime once it gets to the sun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and apparently it will fire the boosters and use the sun's gravity like a slingshot. This is like right out of movies.
Yeah, this is Gene
Roddenberry.
Right out
of movies.
Yeah.
Stop it. And if they know we're watching, they might want to reach out to say hi or maybe destroy us, of course, because that's the movies, too.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not so arrogant as to think that there is not some sort of life form out there. It's so vast and so massive, even in our own universe. We would be foolish to think there's nothing else
then
out there.
Call me foolish, Mike, because we're it.
You don't
sorry
think
to tell
there's
you.
Anything else?
Nope. There's nothing else out there, and this comet is nothing. The only comet I care about is green, and I use it to clean my bathroom. Comets are BS, and aliens are BS, and if they come here, we'll kick their ass.
Fans of the theory think there's a chance the ship already released probes, Rob.
I love the fact that this is not just a theory, but there are fans of the theory. Mike, are you a fan of this theory?
Oh, sure. And the probes.
Oh, God.
The probes are on their way here.
Sure.
But really, there's no reason to think today is any more likely than tomorrow or any other day. Hmm. So I know that the thing they showed, at least that's the thing I think they're talking about, appeared to have a man-made quality to it, or not man-made, but intelligent life-made. Didn't look like that random comet that we normally see.
The president of the United States is not a big fan of aliens, so watch your step, pal.
We got some. Yes,
and
go ahead.
I look forward to the Independence Day sequel where Rob and his dad go take down the aliens.
Very exciting.
My hallucinating father.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He's the only one that can see the aliens right now.
Listen, since your dad is coming in and out of the meds and having a tough time, this might cheer him up. Bring him the new Dr. Seuss book.
Okay.
Yes, there is a new one on the way. It's not going to be out soon. It's going to be in time for America's 250th birthday. It is technically not new. Okay, then why did you say there's a new... I just read the stories,
The
you know?
Birthday that America has is July 4th, and the 250th one will be July 4th, 2026. That's, 50 years ago we had the bicentennial, but some time has passed.
I happen to know that's next summer.
That is, Mike. And will you take July 4th off next year to celebrate the country?
Never do. Always important to work that day. It's technically the book, not new. A complete manuscript was found in Dr. Seuss's archives in San Diego.
Theodore Geisel.
Along with a cover sketch and art direction. It's called Sing the 50 United States. And we'll teach kids the names of each state with the help of the Cat in the Hat. Hopefully it's not the Mike Myers Cat in the Hat.
This is so written by, his son, Marvin Geisel. And he said, look what I discovered, a brand new book by my dad.
The CEO of Dr. Seuss Enterprises says, quote, uncovering a new work from Ted.
Mike, he has to talk like Uncle Cartoon if he runs Dr. Seuss Enterprises.
All right. The CEO of Dr. Seuss Enterprise says, quote, uncovering a new work from Ted. It's like finding a time capsule in his imagination. Sing the 50 United States celebrates the boundless creativity, genius with words, and
with
enduring
what?
Words.
Okay, thank you.
An enduring ability to inspire young readers everywhere.
Hey, I have a question. Hey, director, do you love to laugh?
I love to laugh. We're on it to share the new Dr. Seuss treasures with readers across America during such a meaningful milestone year. I have bad voice for Uncle Cartoon.
You have perfect voice for Uncle Cartoon. It's an older Uncle Cartoon.
These are the notes they found.
Oh.
See, that's...
Kind of looks like Rob's father might have written those down at the bottom.
Oh, I'm not my favorite is this one up here.
Yeah. This is my nose! Pick a winner!
My father did actually write a story for the 4th of July. It's called Saluting the 50 Nurses.
It comes out June 2nd, 2026, as Rob said, and it's already available to pre-order wherever books are sold. Well, they're only sold on one joint.
Yeah. Amazon, and you know what? That book sucks. I'll tell you what's good is cookbooks.
Yes. Absolutely.
And you can buy that before the 4th.
Yes, the TMOS Family Cookbook comes to you long before the 250th birthday of the United States, ladies and gentlemen.
I hope so.
Finally today, thanks, Josh. People who are mad about Bad Bunny getting the Super Bowl halftime show seem to be in the minority. In fact, the choice is so popular, people are actually trying to learn Spanish so that they will understand the lyrics. Well, come to my baseball game with my son. Come to the Little League games and say, eso, when you cheer for your son. By the way, I greet the two ladies, the moms that have the two kids that speak fluent Spanish during the games. Every time I say, hola, eso, and they all go, eso, makes them laugh every time.
Do you think Andy Reid is trying to learn Spanish just in case? I think he'd be a good Spanish-speaking guy.
Yeah, absolutely. He'd go, eso. The language app Speak says, quote, it's our biggest spike in U.S. downloads driven by a cultural event, with many users writing, understanding Bad Bunny as a reason they are interested in learning Spanish. Bad Bunny fan named Nicholas Miller has become TikTok famous in his quest to learn Spanish in time for the game in February.
Nick, I hope you do it. Oh, Nick, do it.
Nick Miller. Fake name. Like a private eye. Nick Miller, private eye. He's also learning Bad Bunny's lyrics so that he can sing along in Spanish fluently.
Yeah, everyone's going to love having Nick Miller at their house.
I've never heard any of the Bad Bunny. So
I've heard him on TV. I mean, I don't think the language has much to do with it. It's great music. And I think America needs to focus, Mike, I've said this before.
Yeah.
We're at a very negative time in our history. Can't we focus on Good Bunny?
Good Bunny.
Yeah.
Bad Bunny. Nick Miller says, quote, I really thought, oh, I can totally do this. How hard can it be? What, to learn a new foreign language? You moron.
Nick Miller.
I mean, really, he said, turns out it's very hard.
No. Really?
God, what's wrong with people? Even fluent Spanish speakers tell me they struggle with Bad Bunny's lyrics, but I'm loving the challenge.
Well, I'd like to see Nick Miller do something more useful with his time, like learn Spanish to order his Subway sandwich.
Subway. Lechuga. Sal y pimienta. I forgot. It's been such a long time since I've been to that particular. Josh, what Rob's referencing is the fact that I used to order my Subway sub in Rockville, Maryland from the Spanish ladies speaking Spanish. And lechuga is lettuce. No. What do you think sal y pimienta is?
Salami.
No, it's salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper.
Okay.
Sal y pimienta.
I loved when you used to do that, Mike, because I think we can agree that was the happiest part of our lives.
Yes. Yes, the Subway sub in Rockville.
Yes.
Good place to die.
Now, was it the same order every day?
The same order every single day.
So you only needed those five Spanish words.
Yeah, and tomate.
Oh, I remember. Yeah.
You know what tomate is, Josh?
Olives.
No, it's tomato.
I know it's tomatoes.
Okay.
It seemed a little obvious.
All right, sorry. Well, that's the whole show. Very obvious. What was the meat you would choose?
And did you know the meat?
Ham.
Hamo.
Hey, see, bring me hamo.
I think it's jambon. J-A-M-B-O-N. Does that make sense?
No, show off. Anyway, more show coming.
Just because I know how to say ham, I'm not showing off.
You mentioned it earlier when we were talking about Dr. Seuss. The most magical holiday treat is coming to us and you. Everyone wants the Tony Award-winning TMOS Family Cookbook, The Toast of Broadway. And here's your chance to get yours. Are you hungry? For food, you know? Hungry for fun? The Mike O'Meara Show Family Cookbook is your ticket to edible excellence with amazing recipes only available from us. Jimmy's Wings, Mama O'Meara's Brownies.
So good.
Meat beans.
So
yum,
good.
Yum.
Yes.
Screaming Abe potatoes.
Abe.
I know. Of course, Rob's fruitcake is in there. That's worth the price of admission right there by itself. Mm-hmm. It's all the best, all for you. The cookbook will be in your hands before the holidays, and you can pre-order now at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Be part of the TMOS history. Feed your need and not your greed. Buy plenty of them and share the TMOS Family Cookbook. Order right now.
When?
Now. Okay. Order often and please order in multiples of five. Yes, buy them five at a time. That helps more than you know. And we thank you in advance, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, I wish we had gotten them out sooner because they would make great gifts for trick-or-treaters.
Rolando Esquire says the problem with Bad Bunny's lyrics is that they're not for kids. Is that true too? Is there a lot of
that's
sucking
more
in?
My concern.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, if your kid doesn't speak Spanish, it would be fine, I would say.
And they've never had any sort of sexually charged entertainment at the Super Bowl anyway.
Exactly. Hmm.
Not at all. They've never had sexually charged entertainment that results in DJs being called in to watch congressional hearings. Thank you, Janet Jackson. Much appreciated.
Thanks for changing the course of our lives.
Right. Yeah. Hey,
way
who
to
would
destroy
like
an industry?
Who would like to hear the compliment of the day, the Carla O'Mara compliment of the day for me?
I'd love it because she was kind enough to say hi to me on Facebook yesterday. I'm sure she had good words for everybody.
Sure did. This is what Carla said to me about 2 weeks ago. I said, well, the weight, I have to manage it again. By the way, I'm back down. I wanted
good.
To say
good
that.
Good for you,
thank
Mike.
You.
And you still look great. I mean,
thank you. I appreciate that. You too. Right back at you. And I like you clean shaven. I will say that this came as a surprise to me, but I wrote it down as soon as I heard it. She said, I noticed that you were eating an ice cream treat at the ball game. I said, yeah, I did have a little. She said, remember no sugar? You know what you are? And she leans back. And I know that at that particular time, the Claymore mine of words is going to blast its ball bearings into my face. She says, you're all talk and no action. And I looked at her dead in the eye and I said, thank you, honey. Thank you. Thank you very much. Look,
took her this
I know
long
that.
To figure that out.
Mike, the word
do
talk.
Do you hear the commiseration over here from St. Augustine with
you know
the guy enthusiastically? That's the first time he's even cracked a grin on today's show.
Mike, those two jerks, listen, the word talk is part of your title. You are paid to talk. That is what your action. Other people can do it. You can do it if you choose, but you're a talker.
Right.
That's why you're all talk.
But I have heard, Rob, that talk is a great value. As a matter of fact, in some circles, they use the expression, talk is decent prices. Talk is...
A value?
Talk is cheap.
That's what it is. I remember.
Talk is cheap.
How do you think it would have gone when she said, do you remember no sugar, if you had looked at her and said, no, I don't remember that?
I came off the exit. Yes. For the Corkscrew Road Estero exit that I, when I come back from Happy Valley.
Is Corkscrew the name of it or is it the shape of it?
No, if you get on the road, you're screwed.
Oh, I'm with you. Okay.
No, Corkscrew, there's the Corkscrew Swamp. There's Old Corkscrew Golf Club. There's Corkscrew Shores. There's
are
a lot
any
of
the really
Corkscrew.
The people that named these things, they're obviously very smart. Are they still living among you in Florida?
The people that live off of Old Corkscrew, actually Corkscrew Road, they all live down in a hole, a very small hole down in the building, and they spiral down to it they're driving home.
It's like a warren for rabbits. Have you ever met Mr. Corkscrew?
I have not had the pleasure, and I've really been dying to ask him about the name. You know, how did you do it? Apparently, they took this industrial-sized, like, massive auger, and that's how they constructed the road. I mean, I've driven on, it's a straight road. I don't even know why they call it Corkscrew.
Well, because, Mike, it was named after the guy, and you got to meet him, Joe Corkscrew. He's a local legend.
It does not make sense. That's the way it goes.
I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
No, I just I used every bit of willpower, and this is before I took my shot.
Right.
My little GLP-1 shot
last
in the
night
evening.
Was shot night, wasn't it?
It was shot night, and I did not. It took all of the fiber of my being not to take my first left turn into the shopping center and go to the Royal Scoop. I did not go to the Royal Scoop.
They might have sugar-free at the Royal Scoop.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what you do, and you'll need to write this down, Josh. If you eat sugar-free stuff in any amount, you will shit your brains out.
And I will tell you this, that sugar-free ice cream, why don't you just get me sugar-free syrup, sugar-free candy? I'm sorry.
Sugar-free sugar. Yeah.
The reason it's made is, the reason it tastes good is because it has sugar in it.
And also the sugar-free stuff, they tend to over-whip, so it's too light, and you're not getting the full texture experience either.
Yeah,
so
they just cheated us.
Yeah,
they didn't
fair.
Put they didn't put sugar in the cock-a-doodle recipe, so that's not
you,
fun.
You have the Imperial River down there.
I do,
and that used to be shaped like a corkscrew. before they built all the communities, which is where your name comes from.
Oh, so they straightened out.
I thought your urologist nicknamed you the Imperial Corkscrew.
The Imperial Corkscrew. Dr. A-hole.
Of the mountain.
Yeah, you're fine. I'll do now. I'd like to now do my urologist impression.
Okay, great.
All right.
Great.
Hi, Mr. O'Mara. Let me take a look and see what we got here. Okay. All right. You say you have that. You know, that's not anything to really worry about. And how old are you? How old did you say here? You're 66 years old. Yeah. Usually, you know, it's kind of an age thing, and it's nothing that
Dr.
I would
Dr. Blase.
Be. It's nothing
we're
I would
do
be,
what we can with what we've got.
Yeah, you've got one too. It's nothing I would be overly concerned.
Yeah, we gotta, you know, we'll keep an eye on it, but we can keep kicking that down the road for a while before you're in any danger.
Are there procedures that can be done? Yeah, there are. I mean, if you want to go that route, you know, what he's basically saying to me is like, you're gonna die soon. There's really no reason to do the procedure.
I don't really think that your car needs a new alternator. Not at the age of your car. You got to go. I've got an appointment coming up with Joe Corkscrew.
Oh, you mean the lady out front was a complete and total a-hole to you? Oh, she's been busy.
Yeah,
she's busy. But thank you for letting me know. I'll speak to her. No, you won't. No, you won't, Dr. Dick.
Because Dr. Dick, like any doctor, is scared of the person in the front office.
Exactly. Oh, it's probably his wife. A lot of times with those doctors, it's the wife then at the task.
You know, based on the lady that was really nasty to me and the age of the doctor and his fitness level, I think not. you know, I might have taken it for... No, it would be worse if she was hot. No, she was older. And remember that scale I was talking about before, Josh?
Yeah,
the Margot Robbie...
It's called the Met scale.
Met scale. Yes. Oh, there you go. Josh, do you want to talk about, in our next segment, Halloween etiquette?
Sure.
Is that what you wanted to,
yeah,
to
I
do?
Had a, yeah, Kelly had a run-in at the Halloween store, and then I've got a question about how to handle my own costume.
All right, very good. Josh is going up to Georgia, where there will be, check this, Rob, 45,000 trick-or-treaters coming to their house.
Is he looking for a soul to steal when he gets to Georgia?
The devil went down there, you know.
Yeah, well, he'd have to go up.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. So we've got that coming up. But first, I want to tell you about DermGlow. You've heard about it. You know it. You love it. I was just talking about the shot. The shot helps. It makes a big difference. Incredible weight loss for people with peptides. These prescription medications result in people losing incredible amounts of weight. And you can lose weight, too. Here's the great part. You can do it from the comfort of your own home just by going to DermGlowSkin.com. You just click the weight loss button, choose your peptide, take a quiz, a doctor approves your prescription, and it's delivered to your front door. At DermGlow, they know that these amazing products are not cheap. That's why they have three great payment plans.
How many?
And three.
Thank
and
you.
They accept HSA and FSA. Don't miss out on a huge discount on select medications through the end of the year. Now is the time to stop the food noise and feel like yourself again with DermGlowSkin.com. You only have one life. You only live one life. You deserve to make it the best. You owe it to yourself to visit DermGlowSkin.com. I know the person that runs that company.
Do you?
And she's very, very nice.
I had a little problem on the website. I went to DermGlowSkin.com/corkscrew, and there was nothing there. They could not find the page.
And you said you wanted to straighten out your Longfellow.
Hey!
Oh, my God. All right. All right, Josh, Halloween. Your wife was...
Halloween costumes. We all go to...
She was attacked in one of the stores?
No. Well, she went... We've all gone to these Halloween stores, the spirit little pop-up stores.
To drop off a resume.
And part of the trick with trying to find a Halloween costume is trying to figure out how it would fit on you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And how you would match it.
You know, this is funny you should bring this up because it's easy for me because I just I click on plus size costumes and it narrows down what you have in front of you. So it's,
even for you, I thought the Tin Man costume was a little oversized.
It was too big. I should have gone 2X instead of 3.
What happened to Kelly is you go in there and it's common to see people trying on hats, trying on masks.
Right.
Well, she walked in one aisle and there was a lady there with no pants because she was trying on costumes and she took her pants off.
Like pubes?
Yes. Like no undergarments.
Oh my God.
In the store.
Like no underwear?
No underwear. in the store.
I used to hate Halloween
costumes.
I'm beginning to like Halloween now.
I mean,
Kelly turned around, went and told the manager, and the manager then escorted the lady out of the store, and then Kelly left, and we went to a different
Halloween
store.
Was this lady legitimately trying stuff on, or was this lady not quite right?
No, this was like she said it was like a 25-year-old girl.
Yeah.
Young girl looking for like a costume for a party, and just no concept.
Did your wife get specific enough? Did Kelly tell you if she was trying on costumes that started with the word sexy, like sexy nurse,
yeah,
sexy cop?
Because that's what I would think if you were going commando.
It was in that section.
Right.
The sexy section, Mike.
Yes. It's a tight section where it's different types of like tights.
They have vampires, Marvel characters, movies, and then the short and curly section.
And I went there because I thought I was going to be one of the Three Stooges. And it was mislabeled.
A young girl. It was a young girl doing it.
And I get it a little bit because they have a strict policy of no returns.
Well, especially for
at
her.
That store. Mm-hmm. So, right, but I feel bad for the ones she's not buying.
Right. I would have used my standard line if I came across her.
What's that?
I would look at her and say, I have more than enough hair down there.
Happy Halloween,
dog. You know Ned Ulock, the president of the Pubic Hair Club for Men?
Yes, he has more than enough hair down there.
I cannot. I mean, it would be one thing if somebody was in their skivvies trying something on, but free, a guy would call it free balling. Now, if it was a guy, that would be police called and an arrest. The lady just got let out of the store, right?
The lady just asked to leave, yeah. Mm-hmm. But disturbing. The guy.
And she wasn't famous?
I was telling this to someone, and I was telling them that that's why I buy my costumes off Amazon. Because then I just package it up and I return it.
Yeah,
but
that they're being rubbed on balls before they mail it to you. Somewhere in the Amazon factory.
But that came into a discussion of, is it stealing or inappropriate or immoral to buy a costume, wear it for something like the cocktail hour, and then return it the next day?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you are violating all of your church rules by doing that.
Is it immoral?
I don't know, because they can still resell it and make all the money.
Is it immoral for a company to launch itself as a simple book-selling company and then take over every industry in America? Is that immoral?
You know what's immoral is that money gets directly taken out of people in Asia's pockets.
Well, I'm sorry about their Asian empty pockets, but they can...
I heard that the distribution centers, especially with costumes, that the guys that work there have nothing to do with the costume manufacturer, but they take them out of the plastic and rub them all over their balls.
Yeah, exactly. It's called
every single time it happens.
Ran by the Kardashians.
ran by the Kardashians.
Oh, maybe, you know what? If Kelly doesn't know about it, maybe she did have underwear on. She was just wearing that Kardashian underwear.
You missed it on yesterday's show, Rob. We had a story about Khloe Kardashian with her new product, vaginal lollipops.
How about
that?
That
go in your mouth.
Yeah.
Your mouth.
Yeah, you don't put them down there. Yeah.
No. I hate to ask this, and you're going to say I ruined it, but you brought it up. Is it a flavor thing?
It's a probiotic element, so it probably is fruit flavored.
Yeah,
you eat it like a regular lollipop. Now, the first thing, they know this. This is no shock to them. They know that everybody that hears vaginal lollipop thinks, you're going to play hide the lollipop.
That's exactly what the lady thought in CVS last night.
Yeah. Right, absolutely. Ask one of the nurses about it today when you get to see your father.
I actually did yesterday, and she said she actually used one and couldn't wait to get to the Tootsie Roll Center.
Hello, Mr. Spiewak. We're here for your sample. Thank you. Now, what's the other thing you were bitching about?
Well, about returning costumes, because that's how I handle my costumes.
And
I
he has since I've known him. Yeah, I mean, he's returned
a
lot of stuff.
You know, I mean, well, what does your church say about... You fancy yourself as a pretty straightforward person.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's theft. It seems like waste if it just sits in a closet at my house.
And
when I can
never
send it back
worn
to them
again,
and someone else can buy it and use it.
And it is the devil's holiday. I don't know that we need to finance that.
So the rules would not apply, the regular rules would not apply to anybody if it was Halloween costumes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what, Josh, this is a conundrum for you, but I have to mention, and we've got him back on the show, this is why I like having Rob back, because you're dealing with a family that is one of the old-timey grifter families that has been returning. I mean,
if you oversimplify it that much, then you suppose we're from a family.
Has your family not elevated the store return to an art form?
Believe it or not, that's more of a Carrie thing than a Spiewak thing.
Still a Spiewak, though.
Yeah, and so, yeah. Do you
married
know that
in doesn't change anything.
Carrie, when we married, gosh, when was it? 1950. We got married, and we had a registry, you know, for what we wanted because we were young married folk, and we got service for eight in our china, our fancy china, and she went to the outlet and returned it, and for the same amount of money got service for 12 and bowls. So she took all the gifts and returned them and then rebought them.
Yeah,
so yeah, that's there's craftiness, but also you must know this: if a factory or a company or a store or any sort of outlet has a return policy that allows it, they're open for it. You know, they know that they know the risk.
How
I have
feel.
It. I do too. And yeah,
that's like when I was with you with the derby hat, the derby party.
Yeah,
and I decided instead of paying to take it back with me, I mailed it back to Amazon straight from Leesburg.
It was I
now
loved
see
it.
The thing that would apply to Amazon returns is that's you know, even the human factor is removed totally, so you don't have that awkward moment. I think you've always said, Rob, that the cost company is one of the best places to return stuff. That they don't even care; you just bring it in there. And,
they've gotten actually. I hate to say anything bad about my Mecca, but they've gotten a little worse. I got a dressing down the other day because. Well, it was some months ago.
What were you returning?
Something perishable. It was maybe meat of some sort.
Half the pot pie?
Half the pot pie, just the carrots. And it was something perishable. And they said, well, we'll give you your money back, but you know this has to be thrown away. And I said, yeah, I know that. Thanks. Bye.
Now,
bye.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that the attitude was policy, or do you think the attitude was just a disgruntled, angry Costco worker?
It was a disgruntled person. Their life was unhappy.
Them.
And I forgot to, speaking of dressing down, I forgot to tell you this. Because I had not been planning a long time to come down to Florida. So we turned the ticket in one day. We bought it on Saturday. I flew on Sunday.
Okay.
And because of this urgency, I haven't gotten around to getting in, one of the new real IDs yet. And, you know, I didn't have a chance to get it before
little star.
I flew. Yeah, so I don't have a real ID, so I go through security and I hand my license to a. I think you automatically get hired at TSA if your mustache and your beard do not connect. That is the rule.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, and you know what? People don't notice if you grow a nice thick neck beard, so that's good too.
Would the password be wispy?
Yeah, wispy, light.
Yeah, sure.
And so I handed him my driver's license, and he looked at me and he says, "Real ID." And I'm totally a million miles away. And I go, yes, it is. And because I thought he was acting if it was an actual ID.
Yeah,
and
I would think that too if they asked me.
Yeah, and he said, no, do you have the real ID? I said, I don't. I didn't expect to take this trip. I don't have it. He goes, hold on. And he goes under, you know, they've got that like podium where they stand.
Right.
And he goes down like three drawers and pulls one open and pulls out a 3-inch by 3-inch red piece of paper, and he hands it to me, and he says, do not give this away, lose it, have this on your person at all times. And I'm thinking, oh my God, it's some sort of security thing. I look at it, and it says, you do not have a real ID. You should get a real ID before you fly, otherwise you may experience delays.
That's all it was, a piece of paper. Wow.
And so if people, you know, if you feel unsafe on an airplane, don't. They got it all under control.
You know,
but he
funny.
Was really peeved I didn't have the real ID.
Tomorrow on the show, I know I will have something to discuss because we are heading into the belly of the bureaucracy while we take our son out of school a little early and take him down to the passport office. So I filled out and printed out and put together, as Carla has, everything we believe that we need. We are still not 100% sure.
Do you have his proper birth certificate? Not like the one that was issued at the hospital as like a keepsake, but a government birth certificate.
It looks to be like, you know, they look like almost like a title to a car, correct?
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the one we've got.
You shouldn't have any trouble. They're not as strict with kids because, you know, kids don't have all kinds of ID. Does he have a Social Security card?
He does.
Bring that and I think you'll be okay.
Do you have traveler's checks to pay for it? They're sometimes tricky about how you pay for things.
Traveler's checks? No, we don't have that.
Well, I think he should be able to pay with any sort of credit card or debit card.
No, to get my passport and my daughter's passport, I had to then drive across the street to CVS to one of those money changing places and get a check.
Well, Mike, if you have a chance to go to the money changing place, that would be a really just top notch. But were you buying your passport, Josh, from a passport office, or was it just like a guy operating out of a van?
It was a lady operating out of a library.
Okay, so that actually makes sense because you can do post office.
This star that I've got in the upper corner of my ID.
That's a real ID.
That's a real ID. Yeah.
All right, there you go. All right.
The only star on my ID is named Rob Spiewak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry. Way to go, star. All right, we're going to come back. Hey, guess what I got to do again for probably the last day, but I'm really excited about it. Rob will critique me like I always critique him on beautiful video. Because
I can't wait.
I have
this
beautiful
is
video
treat.
For you. It should be a lot of fun, ladies and gentlemen. But first, I want to talk about avocado. Mm. Avocado. This holiday season, what does comfort look like to you? For me, it's slowing down, finding calm amid the chaos, and making home a place where everyone can truly relax. That's where Avocado Green Mattress comes in. Avocado helps you create your own natural oasis, a calm, cozy space filled with certified organic comfort. Their handcrafted mattresses are designed for deeper, more restorative sleep. And their breathable pillows and soft organic bedding bring that same luxury to every part of your home. Hosting family this year, Avocado's sustainable furniture, like their beautifully made city bed frame, helps you create a warm, inviting space where everyone sleeps well and feels cared for. Everything Avocado makes is thoughtfully crafted with the planet in mind, certified organic, non-toxic, and built to last, so you can feel good about the comfort you bring into your home, because Avocado believes in being better for you and better for the planet. Prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado, dream of better, ladies and gentlemen. Hit it, Josh Soroka.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Beautiful video. We start today with yesterday. You know, we know that Josh is very active in his church, Rob Spiewak, right?
Yeah, it's one
yesterday
of his greatest qualities.
Was a wonderful singing group that I discovered, and I thought they were a Christian singing group that said, "We're better than you. We're Christians." Well, it turns out this singing group does not just do religious songs.
Oh.
They do songs like for a variety of subjects.
Secular songs, how about?
Secular songs, and it's really not a religious group as much as a folk group. So they've got another ditty that I'd like to share with you right now. Let's play that new singing group that
can't
I like so bad. They're wonderful. They really are.
Would this be the one about pants?
This is the one called We're Effed.
Got that one as well.
Okie doke.
All right, here we go. Thank
you know, that is strong musically, but when you add the video element to that,
right,
that is really something. It really sort of conveys a good message, too. Mm-hmm.
And just wait till the editing happens. Then it's really special.
Yeah, sorry about that. Do you think we have to cut that out? I'm terribly sorry.
It'll be
I'm
fine.
Not
a, we'll just bleep the U. We'll leave the F and the C and the K in there.
I, you know, Rob, do you like the weather down in Florida? Pretty good
I
stuff,
do.
Isn't it?
Oh
with
my
the warm
gosh,
weather.
To step in, you know, to leave 40 degrees and come into 85. I love it.
But with season down here, I travel fairly decent distance to get to the place where I play golf, and was running turbo late yesterday. Actually, a buddy of mine is a private pilot, and we actually took a plane to Happy Valley, and well, there's the somebody got it on video when we arrived at the golf course, which is great.
Didn't know your pilot was Harrison Ford.
There it is, right there. I like the guy falling. No, that was a. I don't know where she got in there. Probably my personal feed. Sorry about that.
Could be.
I like the guy falling.
How about that group? How about that wonderful singing group singing about pants? I love this group.
Oh,
they're
this
my
is
new,
another group?
They're my pick to click. I love these people.
Another
they're really, really, really talented. They're
but
wonderful.
I'm just right here, with nothing underneath. I just want to offer you some hot and thirsty beef. All I wanna do is give you some relief. I just wanna offer you some hot and thirsty beef.
Do you know that Bob was in a choir in high school, my father, and that was one of the songs they did?
Hot and Thirsty Beef?
Hot and Thirsty Beef, yes.
Mm. Rob, you like wrestling? I know you used to take Robert III to the wrestling
matches.
Why did
I shave my head, Mike, is so I could get back into the league, but they're not returning my calls.
I will tell you, I know there's been a lot of talk about skill levels with these guys. They hurt their bodies. They get hurt. But nothing compares to Mexican wrestling, which I think for the longest amount of time has been superior in every way to regular wrestling we have in this country. Let's take a look at some Mexican wrestling.
Thank you.
Va corriendo mascarita, mira, una,
good Lord.
Dos, tres, cuatro, de frente, de lado, derecha, izquierda, arriba, abajo.
Wow.
Isn't that delightful?
Two comments about that, Mike. I've always liked Mexican wrestling better because they use real cane sugar. And also, you don't know this, but the announcer on that clip is Nick Miller, who's learning Spanish to watch Bad Bunny.
Hi there. It's Nick Miller.
Nick Miller.
Yeah. You know what's better? No, there's one category of wrestling that's better than Mexican wrestling.
What's that?
Micro wrestling. Have you seen that?
It doesn't involve the guy from Dirty Jobs, does it?
It does not. Micro wrestling. Roll the micro wrestling for Rob Stewart.
Nice shoes.
He's had enough. He said, now you've had enough, ladies and gentlemen.
I love after that wrestling match when they interview the winner in front of his mushroom that he lives in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's lots of fun. Yes, Josh.
But now I want to see some micro wrestling.
Real micro wrestling, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, I love it.
Rob is down visiting his father in the hospital. I thought this would be a wonderful chance to... Well, I know you don't want to give the name of the hospital where your dad is.
I'd prefer not to.
You prefer not to for privacy's sake, but they are world-renowned, not necessarily for their medical care, but for the way the patients are discharged once it's time for them to get out. And it was so popular that they actually incorporated it into the people that are staying in the hospital, where they would get them out and get them a little air. I know I sound confusing here. I think it would be best just to show the video to give you an example for what's happening right now, this very day, at Rob's dad's hospital. Yes, Roll the tape.
Sitting in the 12th bed, hugging that inside line. Look at the focus on his face. Oxygen line at all.
And Ronald's in the 4, is closing fast on the outside.
Two laps to go, and Hawkins in the 37 bed is still holding the top lane.
Here comes Weller in the yellow 12, diving low. He's there. Look at that move.
Contact.
I don't know about you, but I would watch racing hospital beds.
Racing hospital beds,
I think it's fantastic.
They're quickies. That's your beautiful video,
I
ladies
love it,
and
Mike.
Gentlemen.
Thank you
I
for
hope
doing
you
that.
Enjoy that. Rob, thanks for joining us. Good luck to Dad, and give him our best, please.
You bet I will, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. And also, again, thank you to everyone who took the time to reach out to both me and my father. It helps your spirits stay high. So you guys are very generous. Thank you.
Tomorrow on the show, we will be looking for a $1 million super chat. Just to celebrate Rob being in Miami. Thank you all. I exploit any situation
for
Miami.
At least for his flight home.
Thank you.
I'll need $5 for the copay. And the rest you guys can have.
We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode for Rob Spiewak and Josh Soroka. This is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye, folk.
Baby. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Nice beaver.
Okay, yes, sirree.
You must have been the class clown. And I say, no, I wasn't. But I sat beside the class clown, and I studied him.
Sponsored by Viagra.